Chapter 20, Captain Naaman Healed of Leprosy. This chapter is based on Naaman, commander of the army of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and in high favor because by him the Lord had given victory to Syria. He was a mighty man of valor, but he was a leper. RSV. Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, had defeated Israel in the battle which resulted in the death of Ahab. Since that time the Syrians had maintained against Israel a constant border warfare, and in one of their raids had carried away a little maid who, in the land of her captivity, waited on Naaman's wife. A slave, far from her home, this little maid was one of God's witnesses, fulfilling the purpose for which God had chosen Israel as his people. In that heathen home, her sympathies were aroused in behalf of her master, and, remembering the wonderful miracles of healing wrought through Elisha, she said to her mistress, "Would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria! For he would recover him of his leprosy." She believed that by the power of heaven Naaman could be healed. The conduct of the captive maid in that heathen home is a strong witness to the power of early home training. There is no higher trust than that committed to fathers and mothers in the care and training of their children. Happy are the parents whose lives reflect the divine, so that the promises and commands of God awaken in the child gratitude and reverence, parents whose tenderness and justice and long-suffering interpret to the child the love and justice and long-suffering of God, and who teach the child to love and trust and obey his Father in heaven. They endow him with a treasure as enduring as eternity. Our children may spend their lives in common vocations, but all are called to be ministers of mercy to the world. They are to stand by the side of Christ in unselfish service.